T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to do the NFL picks. NFL picks, guess the takes for conference championship weekend in the NFL down to the final four. And there is a theme here of these four teams. The theme is pretty clear. It's offense. Look at the rankings. Look at the points per game. Look at the quarterbacks. There's no defensive teams here. And not that these teams have bad defenses, but these teams are driven by offense. All right, let's start in the NFC, the early game, the 3:05 game. NFC Championship game, Packers, Bucks. How about this? A win for the Buccaneers. I didn't know this till today. A win for the Bucks, it would mark the first time a non-division champion reached the Super Bowl since the 2010 Packers. Every Super Bowl representative since 2011, has won a division, has been a division winner. They may have gone on the road at some point, but they were a division winner. The Bucks obviously were not. Look, no Antonio Brown in this game is going to hurt. I think all the firepower needed is needed to be there for Tampa Bay to keep up. I think Green Bay adjusts after getting beat up by this team last time. It's the first home NFC Championship game in Aaron Rodgers' career, and I expect him to play well, even though last time they played this team, he didn't. Look, I know Tom Brady is on a mission. I know the Bucs last week impressed with the win over Drew Brees, but can we be honest about the quarterback matchup they have to face this week? There is a major difference. Is it Taylor Heineke? Taylor Heineke? What was his name?
Taylor Heineke.
Taylor Heineke. The jump from Taylor Heineke to Drew Brees, there's a bigger jump this week to Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees is shot. I mean, he can't throw the ball anymore. I mean, he can't move the ball down the field, and he just looked his age on Sunday. The Bucs defense has made some plays in the last 2 weeks, but it was against a guy no one knew 3 weeks ago, and it was against a very old and just done Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers is playing as good as he's played in his career right now. I mean, that's what he's doing. I mean, he took apart an outstanding Rams defense. I don't see him losing this game. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers -3 over the Bucks. Game number two. I wrote down a pick this morning. I'm changing it now. Patrick Mahomes is playing, which gives the Chiefs what they need. Their best player, the best quarterback in the NFL. And I would love to watch a Mahomes and Rodgers Super Bowl. That'd be classic. The Chiefs and the Packers, that's classic. But I think this is Buffalo's year. Kansas City has won so many games so close, and I think that luck runs out. Buffalo has gotten here without playing their best game, and they impressed me last week with their defense, especially in the red zone against the Baltimore Ravens. But here's why I'm taking the Bills. There's something off with Patrick Mahomes that has nothing to do with the concussion protocol. He has a toe injury as well, and I think in this game, you need to be on point. They're going to need to score a lot of points to win, and I think the Mahomes injury will hamper him just enough to give Josh Allen and the Bills the edge in a very close game. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win this thing at the buzzer on a field goal. I'll be happy for Buffalo, too. That city has waited a long time. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl. Buffalo +3 in Kansas City over the Chiefs. So the picks for this week is the Packers -3 over the Bucks, and of course we're going to go with the Bills +3 over the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to guess the takes here. Things you're going to be hearing early next week. You know someone's going to say it because they're going to have to if he beats them. You're going to hear the take early next week that Josh Allen, not that far off from Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be a leap. I wouldn't agree with it, but you're going to hear it if he beats him at home, you know, in his building in the title game. Take number two you're going to hear early next week is that Aaron Rodgers belongs in the top five quarterbacks of all time. Like, we're going to start redoing the list now. I think a few years ago it was just, you know, without a doubt, Tom Brady's number one. And it's like no one really knows what to do with the rest of the list. Peyton Manning, I believe, belongs in there. Joe Montana belongs in there. Who's next? I think Aaron Rodgers with a win, getting back to another Super Bowl. You're going to start hearing how he belongs in the top five quarterbacks of all time. He's going to put an MVP along with it before they play that Super Bowl. And take number three, you're going to hear. It's not going to go over well here in this city. But if the Bills play the way they have the whole postseason, you're going to hear the take that balance, nonsense. The Bills threw the ball ran the ball one time in the first half last week and won a playoff game. They don't care about balance. They want to win. Balance is nonsense. Rodgers, a top five quarterback ever. And Josh Allen, not that far off from Patrick Mahomes. Those are the takes. The Bills and the Packers are the picks. We'll come back. We'll get all the thoughts and all the opinions from Steve Fezzik of pregame.com on championship weekend in the NFL right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 943 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here as we discuss, well, a whole bunch of things with Carson Wentz, the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, the future of this franchise. And, of course, we have ourselves a great pair of games on Sunday. And really, the ones I was hoping for as I thought about how last week could play out. You get Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers, the playoff game we're waiting for forever. And then, of course, the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC. I can't wait. Let's bring on Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, to talk about these games and conference championship weekend. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I am excellent. Three games remaining, and they should all be good ones.
Yeah, they should be. Steve, let's start with the NFC, a game I'm sure Fox executives were doing jumping jacks when they realized they were getting Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Let's just start with the Packers here, because Steve, I know if I recall right, you felt good about them last week to do what they had to do against the Rams. But what impressed me so much was that Rams defense. I know Aaron Donald was banged up, but I mean, they were playing at an unbelievable level for weeks and weeks. And then Rodgers just, I mean, torches them. And it felt easy at times for him in that game.
Yeah. So multidimensional, ran for almost 200, passed for 300, and if you can do that against that Rams D, you probably can do it against anybody. And so, especially in the first half, a lot of expectation is that Green Bay is going to get off to a good start, and that's what they've done throughout the year. Green Bay's outscoring their opponents by 9 points per game. Almost all of that has been in the first half margin.
Steve, the other side is Tampa Bay, and I was also impressed by them. I mean, they lost twice to New Orleans during the season, and they went there last week. They took advantage of New Orleans' mistakes. They didn't really make mistakes, and it just seemed like they could just prey on Drew Brees, who at this point his arm was not allowing him to make the throws he needed to make. Tampa Bay feels like they've got a little swagger here, you know, after a couple of playoff wins.
Certainly so, but I have to wonder if the circumstances are going to get to Tampa Bay here, specifically third straight road game. And historically in the playoffs, teams that have had to play their third straight road game, and it's a playoff game, they're only 41% against the spread. And if all three were playoff games, only 4-7 those teams in that situation, which makes sense. It's hard to keep getting sky high as you continue to go on the road. And also, Tampa Bay has only played two games this year in cold weather, both 40 degrees, didn't cover against Washington, didn't cover at the Giants. Now it's going to be below 30 degrees. You know, I'm old enough to remember there was a Philly. You probably remember this, Joe. I don't know how old you are, but the Philly-Tampa Bay playoff game when Tampa Bay had, like, never won when the temperature had been below 32 degrees.
Yes, and they came here and won in the NFC title game.
Yeah, so what I'm getting at is that is not the norm. That is the unusual circumstances that seems to only happen in things like Eagles games. Sorry to bring that memory up. So because of that, I think Tampa Bay could be up against it.
Steve, how much do you factor in, take away what happened in the regular season? I know it was a while ago. I think the game was in October when the Packers lost to the Bucs down in Tampa Bay. But the one thing that stands out is not so much the outcome. It's that day, I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked bad that day, and he's looked great all year. I mean, really one of his best seasons. Like, I mean, he really hasn't had any bad days except that one down in Tampa. Do you take anything from that when you think about this game now?
It was a weird game. He got sacked four times. I think Carolina is the only other team that really has put pressure on Rodgers. Green Bay was coming off their bye week. They were undefeated. They were going to 80 degrees in Tampa, even though it was a night game. So there's a whole lot that probably contributed to that poor effort. And hey, the blitz got to Aaron Rodgers, but you know what? They've been really good against the blitz all year long. I think it was an aberration, if anything, an advantage, because now they can look at that tape, clean that up, and I don't think whatever Tampa did defensively in that game is going to work in this game.
Steve, how do you feel in terms of the line here? I believe last time I saw it, it's Packers -3. You leaning the home team?
Oh, absolutely. I laid 2.5 on Green Bay first half, and I laid 3 on Green Bay for the game.
All right, Steve, let's go to the AFC. And, boy, I mean, Buffalo last week, I was watching the game Saturday night, and I kept waiting for something to happen because it never seemed like Buffalo was that impressive. I mean, they didn't really move the football. I thought Allen was off. The wind was a problem. But the Ravens made so many mistakes. I mean, Justin Tucker missed 2 field goals, which never happens. They had bad snaps. Lamar Jackson with the pick 6. It did feel like Buffalo would have been vulnerable if the Ravens had any competency. They got outgained. What did you make of Buffalo's win last week?
Well, you're preaching to the choir because your analysis was my analysis, and then some others have come in and said, you know what, I know Justin Tucker's good, but the Buffalo kicker's pretty good, and he missed 2 field goals also. So let's not cry too much about the Tucker misses because one kicker's 88%, one's 82%. So we would expect that they would do, you know, comparable amounts. I do think that the offense was a big problem because they couldn't run the ball. They didn't even try to run. Remember, Moss is out, their rookie running back, and he's a little bit better than Singletary. So now you're left with your number 2 running back. And Josh Allen didn't run very much at all last week, and I think he's going to have to make that running game work. I think that could well be the key to the game. Can they get him to go ahead and pick up 50 yards on the ground and pick up those key third down conversions? I will say this. Over the course of the season, throw a blanket over both these teams. They look the same statistically across the board. However, Kansas City's gotten worse the second half of the year. They haven't covered a game in 9 games, and they haven't beaten the team by more than 6 points in 9 games. And all Buffalo has done is beat the crap out of teams last 6 games in the regular season, won them all by double digits.
Yeah, they have. And now we set up with this showdown. Allen on one side and Mahomes, who's going to play. He's cleared to play out of the protocol. But the other part of his injury issue worries me more than whatever happened with his head and neck, the foot and his toe here, Steve. I mean, I think the Chiefs are better, and if Mahomes is right, I couldn't bet against them, but I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is right with the foot. What do you make of the situation with him? He's going to play, so that's great for him and the Chiefs, but I'm not sure if he's himself right now.
You know, a great question. Is Kansas City better? Because they may well be. They may have sleptwalked through the season, and you and I are both thinking the same thing. Well, they're really like 22-1, the last 23 games that mattered, but we're going back into last year where they clearly were the best team. Is that still really the case, or are we just forgetting the fact that things like Atlanta missed a game-tying field goal and the Chargers should have beat them this year and things like that, and the Raiders could have beaten them twice? The experience, maybe it does matter, but it sure seems like a free roll. If Mahomes isn't right, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Buffalo actually win this game fairly comfortably, right? So I think if Mahomes is 100%, this line is right, if not, solid value for Buffalo.
All right, so let's look ahead here. Last one for you before we depart tonight and look forward to a great Sunday of football. What's your thought right now, AFC, NFC? We obviously don't know the matchup yet, but in the Super Bowl, just based on the 4 teams, just on that, where would you lean, the AFC winning this thing or the NFC?
Throw a blanket over all 4 teams. The weakest of the 4 teams is Tampa, but they're not weaker by a lot. And they're the team that would have the home field venue, which would be worth probably close to a point, which basically would make that all 4 of these teams comparable enough that the spread could not go to any team -3. So I think we're looking at a Super Bowl where the spread will be less than 3. Basically, pick the winner, and you've got a winning ticket.
Well, that's awesome. That's setting up perfectly. It should be great. Steve, always appreciate hopping on. Enjoy Sunday. We only get a few of these left, so enjoy these games.
Green Bay -2.5, first half, best bet.
Thank you, Steve. There he goes. Super Steve Fezzik joining us there from pregame.com. Gave us the best bet. So he likes Buffalo with the points. He likes Kansas. He likes and the Packers, both the first half line and the game line. That's where I land. It does feel silly to bet against the Chiefs. All they do is win. They have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It just feels like they're going to get picked off in one of these games. And Buffalo, I don't know. There's like an Eagles 2017 thing. There's like a magical thing. I thought about watching the game last week. You know what last week's game reminded me of? Or maybe the Colt game. There are 2 playoff games reminded me of the Eagles-Falcons playoff game. The Eagles didn't play that well. They won 15-10. They got by, but they won. That feels like the Bills' first 2 playoff games. Like, they weren't that impressive, but something's happening there.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, there's something about a team that wins, but wins close. Like, you know, they're kind of playing down to their competition. They win every week. right? They haven't lost in 2 months outside of the last game of the season where they started Matt Moore. But it is wild to me that, like, eventually something happens and you get picked off. Like, if you think back to that 2017 Eagles team, like, they were blowing teams out, but they're getting sloppier and sloppier and sloppier. And then they got blown out by the Seahawks. And it was kind of a reality check. They went, oh, okay. And they went and beat the Rams, and they didn't lose a real game again until the next season.
Well, they didn't. I mean, they figured it out, but the Chiefs don't have that luxury, right?
They don't have that reality check. Like, it's do or die. Like, you have to win now.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great games. My favorite bet of the week is the Packers. I think the Packers are going to win that game. I don't trust Bruce Arians' teams. They're never buttoned up. I can see them having penalties and all sorts of issues in this game. I really love the way Rodgers is playing. So I believe the Packers will be in the Super Bowl. But as far as the AFC, I mean, it's a coin flip. I think that's a field goal game. And I just think there's something happening with Buffalo. And I think Josh Allen finds a way after being a guy that a year or two ago, people were like, Josh Allen, and there he could be in the Super Bowl. Quickly, the one thing I saw today I wanted to bring up before we hand it over to Sean Bell for the night. The NFL announced today, they set the capacity for the Super Bowl down in Tampa Bay. So they're going to have 22,000 fans. 14,500 are paid attendants, and they're giving away 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers free of charge, free tickets.
That's nice.
I think it's great. It's a double whammy. The NFL gets to say, look, we put a lot of people in a stadium for our Super Bowl, which is the culmination of a season that many thought we couldn't pull off. We pulled off every single game to a Super Bowl down in Tampa Bay. And the other part is, it's like a show of, like the Super Bowl is kind of like an American holiday in a way, and it's like a show of, hey, we're kind of coming back here a little bit.
I mean, there will be fans at both games on Sunday, right? I don't think neither team's been playing in empty stadiums.
Yes, the Packers had some issue, I think, where the numbers spiked in Green Bay in the middle of the season, and they stopped. Like, we stopped
when the
here.
Eagles were there, they stopped.
Right, but there's fans now. There were fans there last week, so yeah.
Right, and Kansas City, too. I just think even if it's a small crowd, I just think it'd be so weird celebrating an empty stadium.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think the Super Bowl with 22,000, that will sound as loud as anything we've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl's a neutral crowd normally anyway. Like, right. I haven't really noticed it watching on TV. And then you watch the crowd games from a couple years ago, and maybe you do see a difference. But, yeah, I think the Super Bowl, you really won't notice it.
You won't, but I'm glad there'll be some people there. All right, fun show, fun week, crazy week. Nick Sirianni is the coach of the Eagles, and we'll hear from him at some point next week. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. We will talk Monday night. Sean Bell's up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.